Hello everyone. In this presentation, we'll talk about the internet open standard real-time extensible messaging and presence protocol. We'll present the actual ecosystem of the XMPP as it is today, and we'll give a sneak peek about the new features coming soon. I am Jérôme, developer on the eJabberDee server, and I am with
Timothée, or Tim, or Edelas. I'm a mobile developer, so client developer, and I will show you a few things in this presentation, but I have another one just after. If you want to stay, you will have a bit more information.
So today, XMPP is massively deployed for various use cases, ranging from instant messaging to Internet of Things, gaming or social networking. And these are just a few examples of the XMPP deployment that we have currently on production today. So the XMPP software ecosystem right now, there is five-ish major XMPP servers plus smaller ones that can all interpret together, because XMPP is a federated protocol, so we have server-to-server communication. We have more than 20 clients for all environments: mobile, desktop, web, console, command line. There is at least one library for your favorite language. And in the heart of that ecosystem, we have the XSF, the XMPP Standard Foundation. But the XSF is not a central entity that decides the evolution of the protocol and tell the developers when to implement in a top-down process. Actually, it's quite the opposite, because anyone involved in that ecosystem can propose evolution or extension of the protocol, which are then discussed via the XSF with other actors. And it means that the XSF is more a tool to help build the protocol by and for the one who are involved with it. And this way, the evolution of the protocol will match the needs of the people who are actually developing or using it.
So a bit more information about the protocol itself. So the XMPP protocol is built on RFCs. There is a few core RFCs that define like the basic feature that you need to connect to a server and exchange messages. And then we have what we call XEPs, so it's extensions. It's little document that basically say how to do like one specific thing. And those are actually the elements that are discussed between the different XMPP projects and facilitated by the XMPP Software Foundation. So it's a little preview of the flow. Normally it's a bit more